Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is coming to Washington today for urgent talks with President Clinton. The session this afternoon at the White House follows a Clinton-Arafat telephone conversation during which the Palestinian leaders sought clarification of the president's peace proposals. An Arafat spokesman described today's talks as decisive, during which the future of the peace process will be determined. Reporter Steve McNally is in Jerusalem. Is there still hope for a final settlement before President Clinton leaves office?
I think it's a bit early to say that. Both the Israelis and the Palestinians are reminding us that the fact that Arafat is meeting with President Clinton does not mean that he's accepted the proposal. This is a meeting at which the president's ideas for bridging the gap between the two sides will be clarified. Arafat has been saying since last week that he couldn't accept or reject without first knowing more details about the concessions he's being asked to make. He and the president had been at a bit of a standoff, with Mr. Clinton saying, "Please agree to the principles first, let's talk about the details later," but he has apparently relented and will discuss Mr. Arafat's concerns today. And from what we know, the central issues are what rights the Palestinians would gain in Jerusalem, specifically over the Arab neighborhoods and the holy sites in the Old City. And Arafat is also reported to be dissatisfied with what the proposals say or don't say about the 4 million refugees. Arafat's close advisors have been saying very publicly that this simply doesn't deal with what they say should be the inalienable rights of these Palestinians to return to their homes or at least have a choice of alternatives. There's a lot of pressure on Arafat at home to reject this proposal, and there appears to be a lot of pressure on him from the Arab states to actually press ahead before the time in office for Mr. Clinton and for Mr. Barak runs out, because Mr. Barak faces his voters in just over a month. Mr. Arafat's advisors are saying this meeting, as you noted, with the president should be decisive, and so we should get some pretty clear indication at the end of today.
Well, Barak wasn't very optimistic that a settlement could be reached in the last weeks of the Clinton administration.
No, he gave an interview in which he said he doubted seriously that a deal can be reached in the coming weeks. He accused Arafat of foot dragging and wasting time, and said that showed that the Palestinian leader is simply not serious about reaching agreement. He says that Arafat isn't ready to make the kinds of concessions that are needed for a deal, and has been fomenting more violence, like the car bombing we saw in the Israeli city of Netanya yesterday and the West Bank roadside shootings we saw the day before. Barak has been sounding more pessimistic since last Friday, when it became clear that the Palestinians were not going to accept the Clinton proposals on their own. Barak sounded very tough in an interview in which he actually ruled out signing a deal that would compromise Israel's sovereignty in Jerusalem's Old City, or one that would recognize the right of return for the Palestinian refugees. Indeed, that, taken with what he said in his latest interview, suggests that he's given up on clinching a deal to springboard him into the February 6th election, and it looks like he's now starting to plan to fight his campaign, saying he did all he could for peace, but that he wouldn't compromise on the issues that Israelis feel are vital.
Reporter Steve McNally in Jerusalem.